Without the Islamic education system, the haram is a condition for learning. News. On the 16th of November, the Times of India reported that Uttarakhand Sanskrit University in Haridwar has initiated measures to enforce the Supreme Court's ruling on students' attire within the campus and in classrooms. University Vice Chancellor Dinesh Chandra Shastri told TOI on Thursday, the move comes after complaints that, quote, several Muslim women students continue to wear burqas or hijabs while in the university, end quote. Dr. Ajay Parmar, head of the History Department, which has the largest number of Muslim women students, said, quote, there are about 500 Muslim students in different courses in the university. Out of these, about 24 are in postgraduate history. Of these, 16 are girls and only 4 or 5 of them wear burqa during classes. Following recent objections, a changing room has been provided near the main gate where these students can switch to regular attire upon entering the campus. Comment. The idea that the haram is facilitated in order for Muslim girls to have their basic Islamic rights to education is entirely unacceptable for this ummah to tolerate. It can never be the case that we allow partial Islamic expression. To have hijab outside the university and be forced to take it off to have a career or social advancement is nothing to celebrate. Some secular thinkers may argue that at least they can wear it in the streets. This is not at all a valid position to take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge of the measures of right and wrong.
ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز.
They measure, not Allah, his rightful measure. Lo, Allah is strong, Almighty. Al-Hajj 74. It is reported that most of the girls are from humble backgrounds, perform well in the examination, and they are least likely to flout the university discipline. This is due to being in a state of need and shows how the lack of authority to protect the honor of the Muslim women is. Their life, dignity, and future have no security without the Khilafah, Caliphate. When will these global initiatives end as we enter 2025? We must realize that it can only end when there is the obligation of the righteous caliph, Khalifa Rashid, is established on the earth as a sincere power to secure not only the rights of the ummah, but all those who are oppressed by the influence of shaitan and those that have secured work with him. The women of the ummah stand fast with the struggle of our sisters in India, who must also endure extreme violence against them, their children, and their male guardians. We pray for their reward and patience. Ameen. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Imrana Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.